My name is Moya Cannon, and today I'm going to read a poem called At Three Castles Head, We Catch Our Breath. A few years ago, we went for a walk to Three Castles Head in West Cork. And we came over a little hill, and ahead of us was this amazing shimmering cliff. And between us and the cliff was the shimmering sea. And the cliff was sort of purplish, and it was one of those moments where the word awesome is not too much. And to make it even more awesome, behind us was a beautiful bank of primroses and little violets. And I was just struck by the extraordinary, the concept of time really, and space, that these rocks were about 350 years, a million years old, that our planet was so much older than them, and the sun was so much older again than them, and that those tiny little flowers behind us were tuned to come up out of the earth every year as we rotated around the sun, that they were absolutely, those tiny plants were tied to the sun. And I was trying to think, well, what is our place in all this amazing complexity of time and space and life, us human beings with our evolved intelligence? So I was trying to come to terms with all of that. I have a little epigraph from the wonderful Spanish poet Antonio Machado. He said, "We come from a hidden ocean and go to an unknown ocean." A flat vaulted slab of cliff soars and shimmers far above us, then slants far below into a young ocean we call the Atlantic. Bedded sandstones have been tilted on edge here, the dust of disappeared mountains compressed between the weight of disappeared oceans. What cosmic accident engendered this relentless complexity of being? The hot metal core, the mantle heavily swirling under new hills, thin-floored oceans, fragile cities. And under the flowering bank of earth behind us, which responds again to the nearing of a star, each unfolding primrose an inch of yellow velvet, each heavy violet teetering on its slim stem, and us latecomers balanced between cliff and flowers, trying to comprehend both, trying to catch our breath.